So our next speaker is somebody who I can say without exaggerating was instrumental in creating the Wisconsin Uprising. Without this guy, it would not have happened. Right after Walker pushed through his budget repair bill, when people were trying to figure out what to do, John Matthews sprang into action. The teachers in Madison, in their mass walkout, got galvanized because of his leadership, and because of that, we had that growing protest movement. John Matthews got a contract for his people in what I'm not exaggerating to say is a very hostile environment, as evidenced by the recent lawsuit by the Wisconsin Institute on Law and Liberty. They are coming after us here in Madison. They're coming after our school board and our teachers to say that it is a violation of the citizens' rights that our teachers be able to have a contract. They're so angry that Matthews got that contract. They searched really, really hard in his membership to try to find a teacher who would bring that lawsuit and say that it's an assault to have a union contract to be organized. They couldn't find one. They found one guy. They finally found one guy, a citizen, an outraged citizen who doesn't want our teachers to be able to bargain for pay and benefits. Dave Blaschka, the crankiest man in Wisconsin, has decided that he is personally the victim of this horrible atrocity, the unionized contract for our teachers. So Matthews has done such a good job. He has been such a target for the right, and we owe him a lot of thanks for that. So I want to introduce him now, and he's going to introduce somebody else you're going to be excited to hear from. So please come to the stage, John Matthews.
Well, you've probably read in the media in the last few days that the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which is really a stretch to use that name, has filed a lawsuit against Madison teachers, the Madison School Board, and the Madison School District. And I happened to be out of town the last few days, so I haven't seen it, and I did tell the folks on my staff, nobody is authorized to accept service of this lawsuit. So we haven't seen it. But on my way up here, I was doing an interview, and the individual said to me, one of the complaints in the lawsuit is that the school board forced the union to sign this contract. I thought, man, now that's really a stretch. Not only could they not find among our almost 5,000 members an individual to sign the complaint to authorize their name to be used as the complainant, but as you were just told, they had to go find one of the biggest curmudgeons that exists in Dane County. This lawsuit is based on absolutely no facts. There are no facts that could possibly be in evidence. As you might recall, MTI sued when Act 10 passed after we took a few days to protest that and negotiated a contract before that law went into effect. We then went to circuit court and asked that the judge find the Act 10 to be in violation of our freedom of assembly, our freedom of speech, which he did. We then negotiated another contract with the school district. And before the Supreme Court ruled, that Supreme Court that WMC bought, you know that one? Before they ruled, we negotiated yet another contract. So what this lawsuit contends is that we violated a law which, as Judge Kolos explained to the members of the Employment Relations Commission when they continued to implement it after he said it was unconstitutional, Judge Kolos said, "What is it you don't understand? You are implementing a law that does not exist." So we have one more fight over this, and that is with the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which gets its funding from the far right, the Bradley Foundation. They could find nobody else to fund them. The Bradley Foundation provides millions of dollars a year to the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty to try to cause folks problems, folks who think like we do, who look at justice and try to advance that and advance people's rights. So one more fight over this, and I guess one of the last things I wanted to say was when the interviewer this morning said to me, well, what do you think about the lawsuit on its face? And I said, what a waste of money. What a waste of money. I don't think this case will have a hearing that will last more than maybe 25 or 30 minutes. There is simply no basis for them to go forward with this lawsuit.